Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This year, Henry County dairyman Terry Rowlett is milking only about half the number of cows compared to last year.
Right now, at this time, we're only milking about 65 cows. Due to the fact of the drought last year, we culled our herd down knowing that we wouldn't have enough feed to sustain our herd of a normal 120 cows.
Life on a dairy farm, he says, is like a roller coaster with plenty of ups and downs. In 08, milk prices got so low that significant numbers dropped out of dairying. He was able to hang on, and these days, though the bottom line is tight, prices are better.
They're not real great right now, but they're good. If we can get a good year where we can get a good forage crop in, hay crop, silage crop, and other grains in, I think it will cut our costs back drastically, and we'll be able to get our herd back to where it was, and our bottom line will be much improved.
He says their dairy farm is a family affair. His wife, Sandra, is a major player focusing on the calves. His sister, Sharon, pitches in as part of the team as well.
My sister does bookwork. She does gophering for us as such, and she takes care of mowing around the barn steads and everything here. That frees us up to dwell on the dairy and the crops.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Farm Credit, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm calling about a home loan. I'd really love to raise my family in a place where we can be
a real part of the community.
Right. A place with some acres, on a hill.
With a wraparound porch.
And a big old tree in the back.
With a treehouse in it.
Oh, my kids would love that. Can I get a loan for that too?
At Farm Credit, we offer financial solutions designed to help rural residents achieve their goals. To find the financing that's right for you, visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
We're back today with a snapshot of the Rowletts' Henry County Dairy Farm, and while things are fairly basic, they've got video technology, especially handy around calving time, so they can monitor the barn from the house.
Plus, we've also got it fixed onto our iPhones, and wherever we're at, we can look. If I'm back in the field and I know the wife's not at home, I can bring the camera system up and observe if I've got a cow close to calving or not.
He says it's a little bit of an expense, but it's effective, and it sure puts their minds at ease.
We like to be there when the calf is born to make sure it is breathing normally and clear its nasal and throat of any mucus or anything of that nature to ensure that the mama is okay and gets up and starts to take care of her baby that is just born.
And we salute the Rowlett family and all dairy farmers during this June Dairy Month. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.